Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with Brian Tyree Henry. He was part of the original cast of The Book of Mormon on Broadway, and has seen a star rise with his role as rapper Paperboy in the Emmy and Golden Globe winning series Atlanta. He also earned his own Emmy nomination for his guest appearance on the hugely popular show This Is Us. He's got a big year ahead, both on stage and the silver screen, but today he stopped by to share five songs that have inspired him throughout his life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Brian, thank you so much for coming down.
It is my pleasure always to be here with you guys, of course.
So what's the first track you got for us?
The first track I have is from Solange, the amazing sister of Beyoncé. She literally solidified her own place in this industry on her own as a singer, and the single's called Don't You Wait from her great album, A Seat at the Table. Beyond how amazing the groove is and what she's saying, it's all about independence and all about understanding who you are and where you come from. And this song, for me, literally is something that I can listen to every single day, every single morning. It's just a really well-crafted song. This whole album from beginning to end is amazing, but Don't You Wait For Me particularly stood out because I discovered this song while I was here in LA when it came out, and I could literally ride down any street in LA in my car and blast this song, and it just really just always filled me with this kind of like inspiration and like, go and get it, go get everything, don't wait for anybody to give you anything, like just go and seize it. And that's why I picked this song. Solange is amazing.
That was Solange with Don't You Wait from her 2016 album, A Seat at the Table. Well, what you got next?
The next track is from one of the best hip-hop bands, hip-hop groups, hip-hop, whatever you want to call it. I call them the masters of hip-hop, and it's a Tribe Called Quest. I've literally listened to Tribe Called Quest since they debuted. I mean, I was a kid at the time, and I cannot explain to you how this group has constantly just always manifested something new and fresh and spoke for the people and the culture. And this song is from their latest album, We Got It From Here, and it's called Ego. And I love it because it's literally just a testimony about how our egos can sometimes get in the way. And I find that as I'm traversing this life of, I guess you want to call it celebrity or whatever it's called, is that I've always wanted to check my ego and always wanted to make sure that I remind myself that I'm here, not just because of me, but because everybody that's helped me be here. And the ego it sucks sometimes. The ego can trick you into thinking that you are this person that you're not. It can make you treat people a different way. And what they talk about in this song is just about ego and what it means. Like, you can say this joke and then nobody responds to it, and then somebody takes that exact joke and then gets the whole room. Like, that is infuriating. But I also love the production of it. It's so fresh. I feel like it's also a song that goes back to the Tribe Called Quest aesthetic of what they did long time ago on their first and second albums. And you know, Q-Tip is one of the masters to me. Like, I bow down to him, fellow Aries. What's up, Q-Tip? Please call me. But yeah, I really love what this song talks about because the ego is fragile and the ego can also make you blind. And I think that they say all that throughout this track.
They call you fat and lazy. The commentary crazy. They Photoshop your face on the box of McCormick gravy. And now that inner voice, the ego maker, you get wavy. Change your diet, hit the gym and say, what were you saying to me? The ego makes you do it. It makes you face the music. Or run away from life so fast that you'll outsprint Carl Lewis. It has you think your deceptive ways of being are truest. Have the prettiest brown eyes, but you change the shit to the bluest. The ego.
That was A Tribe Called Quest with the track Ego from their latest, some suggest possibly their last.
I mean, you know what, they said that before, and then we got this album. So, like, look, like, people thought the Love Movement was going to be it, but now we've got this. So keep doing your thing, guys.
We're hopeful.
Need you.
Well, so what's the next track you got for us?
All right, let me explain something. Pharrell Williams is, like, nothing short of a genius, okay? I've literally followed Pharrell since Khalees came out. With her first album, Kaleidoscope. NERD was a big band for me when I was going through college. All 4 years that I was in school, I listened to NERD. and followed Pharrell as far as I can see, and I follow him to this day. So the fact that NERD just got back together and made this album is just sugar on, like, it's just, I can't even explain. So then the first single he dropped was called Lemon, featuring Rihanna. And Rihanna, like, I don't know if y'all understand that she is a masterpiece, because the way that she flows on this song is literally, to me, a persona. Like, she embodies this hip hop. I can't even explain, like, the lyricism of what she does in this verse. And this is no diss to Pharrell. Like, I love you and everything, but I listen to this song for Rihanna's verse because she becomes this different person. I hate to use the word swag, but there's just something that she, you know, I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. Like, that is literally my testimony for this year. And I feel like Rihanna portrays that. So NERD, I'm so glad you guys are back together. Rihanna on this track is amazing. Lemon is just, it's a banger, man. It's a banger. When you put your headphones on, turn it all the way up, blast this in your car, it's going to get you going. It's just a great song. Wave low to the top. Nigga, the bay wrong guy. Wait a minute. Tell the Papa Ross to get the lens right. Wait a minute. Got the window down, top blown live. Wait a minute. Got the hazard on, only doing five. Wait a minute. You could catch me, Ree, in the new LaFerrari. And the truck behind me got arms. Yeah, longer than LeBron. Just waiting for my thumb like the Fonz. Woo, this beat tastes like lunch, but it's running from veneers and it's running from the fronts. But every day, hey, well, lemonade.
That is NERD featuring Rihanna on the track Lemon, as selected by our guest, Brian Tyree Henry. So we're going back a little bit here with this next track. What do you got?
All right. So for some of you youngsters out there, there was an era of music called R&B that you may not remember because it's slowly... Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of gone, but I don't want to believe that. I want to give a big ups to SZA and Solange for keeping that alive. But this group's name is Jeanne, these two beautiful black women that I felt found a good way of mixing R&B and jazz and funk. I mean, they just created what I like to call the roller skate song. You know, there were times back in the 90s, you know, when I was growing up, you go roller skating and you could just, you know, you could just vibe. And that's literally the name of this song, because their harmonies and their mixes and the way that this song just grooves. Like, I mean, Jeanne had a groove. They actually had a song called Groove Thang because, I mean, like, that's what they do. And so vibe for me, even to this day, 2018, this song I can listen to, and it literally is so appropriately named, like, vibe. It literally gives you that vibe, that groove that you can skate to, dance to, you know, open your windows and look at the world and be like, yeah, that's the vibe I want today. So, yeah, this song definitely means a lot to me, and, you know, y'all a vibe with it too, I'm sure. We always be when life is good, we do it what we should. The vibe is right, the mood is right, and this is understood. So won't you join us in this journey to another place? The ride is free and it can be the best thing. That was Jeanne with Vibe from the conveniently titled 1994 album Pronounced Jeanne. Well, so for your last track here, you're definitely throwing it back old school. Yeah, nothing like old school, baby. Wouldn't be where we are without the old school.
So what you got?
This song is from Rags to Rufus, I believe. And it's from a band called Rufus featuring the amazing Chaka Khan. And it's called Smoking Room. And this used to be one of my mother's favorite songs. And she used to play this song to me. It is literally one of the most beautiful songs that I think Rufus and Chaka Khan have done together. It's the last track on this album. And it literally comes out of nowhere. And, you know, that funk that we know Rufus for, you know, that kind of like hipness that we know Rufus for, is all thrown out the door for this song. And it's a beautiful ballad with just like the orchestration and Chaka Khan's harmonies and what Chaka Khan is singing about. And it's all about love and destiny. And like my mother, I hear my mother in this song every time that I hear it. And it literally brings me to tears every single time. And it's not tears of sadness per se, but that feeling, that tingle that you get when you're like, wow, that's what beauty must sound like. Like, that's what love must sound like. That's what this passion must sound like. And now that I'm older and can actually really listen to what Chaka Khan is singing about, it makes it so much more delicious. It makes it so much more satisfying to listen to. And I hear my mom. I hear her in this song, and I feel like the lyrics remind me of me and her and what our relationship is. I lost my mother a year ago, and music was literally the thing that tied us so closely together, no matter how far we were, because she was like the master of music and introducing me to all these things that I know as far as music is concerned. So I feel like as long as I listen to this song, she's always present. And I think this song is just like the most beautiful song. So thank you, Rufus. Thank you, Chaka Khan. Smoking Room. I mean, it's masterful, and it's one of my favorite songs.
Look my way, but not see me. But it's happiness to know that from yourself you cannot hide, and that here's where I am, and it's you.
Brian, I want to thank you so much for coming down and joining us here at KCRW.com.
My pleasure. Anytime, you guys.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestDJ project and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts.